in essence, I suppose we've actually learned how to farm again and put ourselves back in touch with soil and our farm. Like we've completely taken back control of our own farm. My name is Norman Dunn. We're on our farm here in Owenstown Manute on the Meath Kildare border. I farm here with my dad, Michael. We farm 400 acres of arable land. We do a small bit of hay for horse market, and we keep our own animals for our own use with lamb, pork, chickens, eggs, all for our own home use. Look, at about 5 or 6 years ago, I suppose, I had a light bulb moment, I suppose, when we were always a plough till system here on the farm. Just getting out of the tractor and looking into the ground and looking at the soil, there was massive lack of earthworms and lack of birds that would have chased or would have landed to eat the earthworms. And it was a massive light bulb moment for us, because the soil was getting darker, more lackier. It just was harder to work, and it needed more machinery, more beating, I suppose you could say, to bring it into a proper seedbed. It was becoming less enjoyable. It wasn't as enjoyable farming in that way. I went looking for answers then, I suppose, and I stumbled across the soil course that David Wallace was putting on in Portlaoise in 2015. He opened my mind to soil biology, which the earthworm was the first sign that soil biology was starting to work. We started to grow cover crops then as a result of that. It's a multi-species crop that we use to soak up any excess nutrients that are left behind after a cash crop. They protect the ground from rainfall, from compaction, from rainfall. They bind soil particles together to stop soil runoff. Basically keep all your nutrients in the field rather than down to drain. A typical example would be from after maybe winter barley. So it'll be harvested early, and we'll get a good opportunity then to put in an early cover crop that will establish very well coming into the winter. This will allow us to come back in the spring, and the soil has been protected. All our nutrients that might have otherwise been there available are soaked up into the plant, and it's a nutrient cycling program that it's then therefore released back slowly in the spring to the next available cash crop. Now it's just very simple. It's the roots are doing our tilling, the worms are taking any surface residue down into the ground, and they're recycling, they're composting, creating drainage, creating passageways for roots to go down deeper and opening up soil. Yeah, look, we've cut back nitrogen. Last year we were back about 30-40%. This year we were moving, we'll move more. And this year, for the first time, I might say we'll see no chemical P or K applied. And I put that down to composting is the main player there for that, because it's taking a waste product and turning it into a more balanced, stable product that will release slowly rather than leach and evaporate over time. So it'll help over time. The wildlife is flourishing. Like the birds are flourishing, rabbits, hares. We've even, last year for the first time, I didn't see it myself, but someone walking the farm told me that we have otters in our river. So Dad has seen them through the years, I suppose, as well. I haven't been lucky enough, and I was angry enough not to tell him to not take a picture for me. So, but I wouldn't know by sound what birds are saying, what birds' sounds are, but I could pick them by eye now nearly. We're growing pollination strips along side cereals as well throughout the year, and that's bringing in predators to eat insects that we don't want, and in turn it's creating a diverse system that birds eat. That like it's a whole cycle for everyone across the board, from the very little things in the soil to the predatory birds in the sky, the hawks and the eagles and kestrels and sparrowhawks. And it's therapeutic to your mental health as well. Like all you have to do is stand back and listen and take it all in. It's helped as a family and a multi-generation that my kids have come out and we do walk and we do dig and we look at soil and we look at structure and we look at birds. We look at all sorts of different plants and different stuff in the hedge and berries.
My name is Michael Dunn. I'm farming here at Owenstown Manute with my son Norman. I've been farming on this farm for nearly 40 years now. I've seen some changes and some differences. Like, we went from having medium to small size tractors to big tractors, and they're going bigger and bigger still. What decided me was we were tramping the ground too much with the heavy machinery, and we had to root it up more to loosen it because it was compacted from the heavy machinery. Because when I started here, I think the tractor I had was an 80 horsepower tractor. Now we've 180, but I wouldn't go any bigger than that. I think we were okay when I wasn't ploughing that deep. We didn't disturb all the things there. We didn't just have the power in the tractors to go deep. So there was definitely more life in the soil, like when, you know, back in the 80s than there was up to a few years ago, because I could see the deterioration in the soil over that time. And then we were using the fertilizer all the time, the chemical fertilizer and nitrogen. Then we needed fungicides, and all those bills were going up, and the price of the grain was coming back. At times there, I was getting more for grain in the 80s than I was in the 2000s. You were using more and more power, more diesel and fertilizers and sprays, and we were harming the soil, the nutrients and life that was in the soil. I was always kind of thinking, well, Norman had a bit of a job to convert me, because I would have been traditional. I stuck with what I knew and what worked. It was okay. I mean, he did one field the first year. I was kind of a little bit sceptical, and then I couldn't believe the way it grew, and we put in cover crops. I think that's the whole benefit in the soil, is the cover crop. And I often heard my father talking about during the Second World War there, they used to grow mustard, and now we're growing it again. So, but he used to plough it down, but they only had horses to plough it down with. That was their cover crop, and that was their fertilizer into the soil, because they didn't have any chemical fertilizer. Like, they had farmyard manure and that, all right. What we were doing up to this was we were feeding the plants. Giving all the plants all the fertiliser it needed, all the sprays it needed, to the detriment of the ground, of the land. We're going back more now to feed the land and keep life going there rather than feeding the plant. You know, the soil has gone more fibrous, and it's nice, and it smells nice, and no matter where you dig, you can be sure there's a pile of worms there and life in the soil, which that wasn't there up to lately.
We're walking across a September sown cover crop with chopped straw residue sitting on the ground, and I'm going to look at a river here bordering the field that I hope to show clear water running from one of the drains coming off this field. The cover crop, I'm trying to prove that the water coming from the land is crystal clear. You can drink it from a glass. Without the cover crop growing in this field, the soil particles are freely available without root binding to flow down into the drains and bring phosphorus, nitrogen, potassium, anything that it can bind with it, it can bring it down into the river and out and gone. So we're standing in our cover crop field here now, and I can see tillage radish, mustard, phacelia, stubble rape, linseed, vetch, and buckwheat. And it's great for ground nesting birds because it creates cover for them throughout the winter as well as feed. When you have a waterway running through your farm or around your farm, you actually have a moral obligation to keep it clean and pollution free. So I'm at the boundary river here of the farm, or the field that we're standing in, and it's bordered by a forest on the other side. The water is as good as crystal clear running through it, and I'd like to think that our farm has contributed to the water being clear running through it. Now you can see there's no cloudy water running through the stream. That's good, it's clear. Our nutrients and our fertility are staying in our field due to the cover crop here that's growing. It's binding everything together and allowing it to stay in the field as opposed into the river and down into the Irish Sea. We are in a field of winter barley after spring beans, with chopped bean halum residue sitting on the ground. Bundles of the bean halum been bundled into little bundled round bundles. That's the deep burrowing worm coming up out of his burrow and reaching around, grabbing whatever is around him within 6 inches and pulling it all back down into his burrow. Before we changed in 2015, we would have been either standing in this field tacky and mucky and we would have had 3 inches of dirt stuck to our boots. Whereas now we're standing here on disturbed soil, our boots are clean, there's no muck stuck to the bottom of our feet. The life before, you could dig anywhere and not find a worm for the day, and now I'll dig a hole and we'll find at least 1, 2, 3, 4 worms in the first spadeful. They travel across the root zones and they'll take surface trash as well, and they'll eat different types of biology that are growing on the roots as well. It's a great sign that your biology is starting to work. It's a sign that there is more bacteria and more fungi in there that they are able to eat. In essence, I suppose we've actually learned how to farm again and put ourselves back in touch with soil and our farm. Like we've completely taken back control of our own farm.